That's a good way to start out. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Good to see all of you. We're missing a few. I don't know what's going on there, but God does. It's in His hands. He's got it under control. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Let's start at the very beginning and pray. As Julie Andrews would say, start at the very beginning. Very good place to start. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for this time. Thank you for your people. Lord, more than anything, thank you for your presence, for the reality of you in our lives, Lord. Your residence in our hearts and our spirits, Lord. And Lord, we just give you praise this morning for what you're accomplishing. Lord, we look at the signs and the things that are happening, Lord, and we know that your coming is very, very near, Lord. Your return is very, very near. Father, we just give you praise, give you thanks for the opportunity to give you praise, to worship you, to lift up your name this morning, to bless you, Lord. So, Father, right now, once again, we release this service into your hands, Holy Spirit. Bring our Father's will into fruition in this house and in each individual. We give place to you and you alone. We put you at the highest place in our lives. And we thank you for today, Lord. And thank you for all you are and all you've done, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, as Bill's coming, I want to say something to you. I want to apologize, first of all. I was listening to somebody talk here the other day on Christian television, and it really impacted me. You really need to hear what I'm saying. I have believed and I have taught, and I still believe this, but you need to understand where I'm coming from and what the reality is, that God is in control of everything. And while that's a true statement, it's obvious by what we see around us that God is not in control of men's free will. And when we make the statement, you know, if God's in control, we're never out of control, that's talking about people who have surrendered their lives to Him. God won't violate your personal physical, you know, your own will. He won't violate it. And if you want to be like the devil, He'll let you be like the devil. He'll love you through it. He'll still have good thoughts and plans for you. But you're the one who chooses to enter in. And so, you know, there are some people who talk about the sovereignty of God. And God is sovereign, but He's not sovereign in the way we think. He's sovereign only in the respect that you give Him control. And He rules with sovereignty in your life. But obviously, if He was in control, we wouldn't see the disgusting display of ungodliness that we're seeing in our government, in our country, in our world today. Amen? Now, ultimately, He is in control of all principalities and powers. But there is a time when He's going to deal with all that. And so we need to understand that while God is in control in our lives, He is not in control of everything. I'll refer back to years ago when we were on Morrison and Wadsworth there at the church and the school there, and we did a demonstration where I handcuffed Patrick. Stan was preaching, and I handcuffed Patrick to show that we can handcuff God. And how we do that is by not being in agreement with His Word and not living the standards that He set. Now, you can't live it on your own. You have to have the help of the Holy Spirit. You have to have Him in your life. Amen? So I just wanted to apologize if I gave the impression, and, you know, if people thought that I'm saying that God is in control of everything. Well, He is, but He won't violate men's free will because He gave it to them. So in that respect, in that area alone, God is not in control. If He was in control, people wouldn't do what they do, and we'd have different standards than what we have today. Amen? Amen? Praise the Lord. So, with that said, let's give God His tithes and our offerings this morning. Praise the Lord.
Yes, Heavenly Father, it's truly a gift that You've given us, a free will. Because when we come to You, we come because we want to, not because we're like an animal and it's just a thing that we do because it's implanted into us. But our free will is what You want us to use to come to You because we want to. And Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for that. And we pray that more men can see it that way and that someday this entire world will turn over to You, Heavenly Father. We ask you to bless each and every person that's here today. We ask you to bless this offering that we are about to collect. We ask you to multiply it and do miracles with it to further your kingdom here on this earth. In Jesus' most precious name we pray, amen.
Hallelujah. You know, it doesn't make any difference what you go through or what's happening in your life. When you give God praise, things fade away. You know, they don't seem as big when you give God praise. Amen? Hallelujah. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. Good morning, family of God. Good to see you all. Hallelujah. I like it. Close my eyes to worship the Lord and wake up, or I open my eyes and there's all kinds of people. It just blesses me even more. Welcome this morning. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for your inspiration. I thank you for your guidance. I thank you for ordering my steps in your word. I thank you for the love that you demonstrate towards your people and the good thoughts you have towards us, Lord. A hope and a future, thus to prosper and not to harm us. Lord, we just give you praise and thanks this morning. For each one here, Lord, we thank you that your presence is here. And we give glory to you, Lord. Now speak to our hearts through your word. Use me, Lord. Use my lips. I yield to you. Touch my lips with a coal from off the altar of God. In Jesus' name, we give you praise and thanks for the outcome. And we thank you, Lord, that people have open minds and receptive hearts this morning. In Jesus' name. Thank you for clarity, edification, comfort, and exhortation, Lord. And building us up in love. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. The title of the message this morning is Receiving from God, or God Kind of Faith. And I recently was listening to a man who I respect highly, and they were playing an excerpt or a portion of his message from years and years ago. He pastors a large church. And just what he was saying reminded me that, you know, there's some things we struggle with. How many here struggle with receiving from God? Come on now. And the thing is, God's made promises to us that are promises. But sometimes we can let old religious cows, or sacred cows, if you will, stand in our way from receiving the blessings of God. And I got to looking at Mark chapter 11. We'll start there, Mark chapter 11, verses 22 through 26. We may even start with verse 20. I began to see and understand that, you know, I've had some silly ideas. You know, one of the things is that because of our programming through religion, through maybe our upbringing, is the fact that, you know, we've been told so much that you don't get something for nothing. Now, hear me out. There are some requirements in God, but God's promises are what? In Him they are yes and amen. That's right. So be it. And so what God promises things, you know, and I remember being in a church one time, and I thought, well, you just be careful what you ask for. Be demure, be humble. And what this preacher was saying is the fact that, you know, if you're praying for a car, God's not going to drive that car. You're going to drive it. So ask for what you want. What you talking about, preacher? The point is that God said it's His good pleasure to give us the kingdom down here. And God has made promises to us, and He's told us things in His Word, and more than one place, as you're going to find this morning, about what He says about believing and receiving from Him. Whether it's cars, whether it's new clothes, whether it's a house. How many know that God knows what we have need of before we ever ask? Amen? And He's our provider. Amen? Hallelujah. And He told us, He said, Beloved, I would above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So they go hand in hand. But God is not withholding anything from you. And let me dispel a myth. If you've been told that if you're not good enough, or if you don't live up to a certain standard in somebody else's eyes, then God's not going to answer your prayer. Or you're not going to get what you want. And I'm here to tell you, that's false, and we're going to prove that in the Word this morning. Amen? Starting with Mark chapter 11, verses 22 through 26, it says, And Jesus answering, saith unto them, Have faith in God. Have faith in God. God has given us promises. He's let us know that there are things that we have in Him, And we need to stand up and receive those things and understand. Have faith in God. Have the God kind of faith. When God needed something or wanted something, He spoke it into existence. So there's an action that takes place along with our believing. You not only believe that you have it, but you say that you have it. And you don't change your mind. I recently heard Jerry Savelle talking about this in a Believer's Voice of Victory program. And he was with Kenneth Copeland. And one of the things he did, he says, he remembers when his daughter was believing for a piano. And they had a corner set aside in their house for this piano. And she'd actually go and get a chair and sit down there and act like she was playing that piano. She asked her dad, she said, well, where are we going to put it? And they said, well, we'll put it back in that corner. And while it did not come overnight, they kept thanking God for that piano. And that piano, they were blessed with it. Amen? See, one of the things we need to understand and we need to be careful of is that we don't get so heavenly minded we're northly good. In the respect that we think God's just going to drop things out of the air by osmosis. Anybody here that believes that? Or sometimes expects that? There are things that He can, and He will. But the truth of the matter is that God uses His people. How is it that God can speak to somebody 2,000 miles away and tell them of a need? They show up in a meeting or a church service by accident. Ha, ha, ha. And all of a sudden they walk up to you and hand you exactly what you've been expecting. Anybody here ever experienced that? I remember we were needing another car one time years ago. And this couple, who were friends of ours, came to us one day and said, we want to give you this car. Out of the blue. We weren't expecting it. We really hadn't been praying for it. It would have been nice. But the point is that it was something we didn't even expect. And God wants to bless us. He wants to bless us. He's looking for ways to bless us. Do you believe that this morning? He's looking for ways to bless us. To meet our needs. Maybe it's something you don't even need. Maybe it's just something you desire. I've already given the testimony about how I got my last car. My daughter and I were out one day and we ran across this. We went to a car dealership and saw this car. And I had always, since I had ridden in one the first time, always wanted a Ford Taurus. And lo and behold, went and looked for the car. The price was right. It was the right time. And we walked off the lot with the car. Or actually, I drove off. I didn't walk. That's why I went there, because I was walking. No, my car had broken down. But we're supposed to have faith in God. Or have the God kind of faith. And that means, if you read further on, let's go to verse 23. Verily I say unto you, whosoever, say I'm a whosoever, amen, shall say to this mountain, be thou taken up and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that what he says or saith, it comes to pass, he shall have it. So there's some criteria there. You have to believe it, but not only do you have to believe it, but you have to say it as an action in your faith. You have to say to the mountain, be removed and taken up into the sea, or be cast into the sea, and it'll be done. Faith says it, but your faith in action speaks it out of your mouth. Hallelujah. Let's go on and look at verse 24 while he's working on that. Therefore I say unto you, whatever, listen carefully, therefore I say unto you, you always look and see what a therefore is there for. I say unto you, whatever things you ask, and the King James says ask for, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Amen? That doesn't sound like ambiguity or doesn't sound like possibility. It sounds like probability. Amen? Hallelujah. Therefore I say unto you, whatever things you ask, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Don't just believe it and say it, you know, but say it out of your mouth. And then begin to give God praise. Begin to give Him thanksgiving for the provision that He's given you. Thank you, Lord, for this new car. Thank you. I'm standing right now in faith for another new car. Amen? I already know what it looks like. I already got it picked out, man. I can see myself driving it. Amen? Hallelujah. If you have faith and you don't doubt, have faith and don't doubt. But the other thing is, and here's where we get in trouble, is because of our anxiousness, You don't get anxious, do you, Gene? You're not alone. Because of our anxiousness, we kind of get to the place where we kind of start to, because we didn't get it yesterday, we kind of start to, well, maybe God didn't mean what he said. Or maybe there's something in my life. That's a lie of the enemy. That's a distraction the enemy sends to take you off of the focus that you have what you say. And if you're believing in faith, you will receive because God said it. If God said it, then it's got to happen, right? Hallelujah. Now, sometimes we ask for things that we really don't need just because we just really want it. And God's not opposed to that either. But is the attitude it belongs to God and is our thought to use it for the kingdom of God? Picking up a neighbor to go to church? Coming and helping out? Maybe hauling some groceries to somebody who needs them from the food bank? God's not going to withhold any good thing from you. But the point is, we're supposed to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Verse 25. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. Tied to this is when you ask in faith, you need to make sure your whole heart's clean. Now, God's not putting some special stipulation on you receiving. But the point is, in order for you to be able to enjoy it and for you to have the blessing of God, you have to make sure that your heart's right. And if somebody's done something against you and you're harboring it against them, get rid of it. Get rid of it. Go to them. Acknowledge it. You know, this morning earlier, I told you that I was sorry for maybe misleading people and saying that God's in control. Well, God is in control. But there are parameters to that control. Amen? Amen. Verse 26. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses. I'm not going to dwell on that. I'm not going to dwell on that. Hallelujah. Let's move on to Matthew 21. Matthew 21, verses 21 and 22. Matthew 21, verses 21 and 22. So Jesus answered and said to them, assuredly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but also if you say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, it will be done. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. What did it say? Some of the things you ask for, you'll receive. Come on, are you with me? Is that what it said? Some of the things? It said whatever things you ask for. Things. Things. Not just spiritual, but things in your life. Things that'll make your life easier. Things that'll prosper you in your life. Amen? Hallelujah. Hebrews 4, 2 and verse 6, 4, verse 2 and verse 6. For indeed the gospel, the good news, was preached unto us as well as to them. But the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. The gospel's been preached. But unless the word is mixed with faith, it doesn't profit. Mixed with faith means you put actions to your faith. You put actions to what you believe. You stand in faith, trusting and believing God for those things. If you're somebody who loves the Lord, then most of the things you're asking for are things that are spiritual things anyway. And things are, but you, there are things you need in your life both to be blessed, to be comfortable. Amen? Hallelujah. Verse 6. Since therefore it remains that some must enter it, and to those whom it was first preached, did not enter because of disobedience. Now, what disobedience are we talking about here? We're talking about not standing in faith and putting into action your faith by speaking it out of your mouth. When God or Jesus created the heavens and the earth, clear back in Genesis, we read in the first few verses that he said, and God said, and God said. He spoke it into existence. He had a plan, he had a thought, and he spoke it into existence. He didn't just think about it. He spoke it. Let there be light. And there was light. Amen? If we have the authority of Jesus, and the Bible says even greater authority, and we'll do greater things than him, then that means we have that same creative power in our words. Or, if you will, destructive power. We're not going to go there today. Remember, we're talking about receiving from God or the God kind of faith. You have to believe that you receive what you say. And then you have to thank God for it. You have to continually give thanks for it and watch it happen. Romans 10, 8 through 10. Once again, we're going to deal with the confession of the mouth. But what does it say? The word is nigh you, is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. What is the word? That is the word of faith which we preach. The word is near you, it's in your mouth. If you've heard the word, the Bible says the seed, when it's sown, brings forth fruit in season. It said when God's word is sent, it doesn't return void, but accomplishes what it's sent to do. Amen? Verse 9. And if you confess with your mouth, that's how you got saved. You confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and you believed in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. How many of you, when you got saved, couldn't wait to tell somebody else? Go out and tell them, man, you'll never, I feel so good. You can't believe what happened to me last night or yesterday. I got born again. Jesus is in my life. How many remember the movie Fireproof? Captain walks in and he talks to his lieutenant. His lieutenant is his friend, but he walks in and he's telling him, he says, I'm in. And the lieutenant looks at him funny. He says, what do you mean you're in? He said, I'm in. He said, I'm one of you now, or something to that effect. And there was great rejoicing. He had made a decision, and he told somebody about that decision. How many know we don't hide our light under a bushel basket? Amen? We proclaim the good news, and we proclaim what's happened in our life, because it's a new life. Amen? Hallelujah. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Verse 10. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth the confession is made. Thank you, Lord, for that house. Thank you, Lord, for my new house. Thank you, Lord, for that piano. Thank you for that car. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that car. Thank you, Lord. I see it. It's in my driveway. It's right out there outside my window. It's my new car, my new house. Amen? All right, let's go to Matthew 17:20 and Luke 17:6. Matthew 17:20 and Luke 17:6. So Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. A mustard seed is a very tiny, tiny seed. But in several scriptures, it talks about how it yields a great big tree. And even the birds can nest in it. So it doesn't take a great deal of faith. And when you begin to ask in faith and operate your faith, use your faith, and begin to confess with your mouth, what happens to your faith? It elevates. Amen? Hallelujah. It elevates. Luke 17:6, I believe it is. So the Lord said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea, and it would obey you. I mean, I remember when Jesus spoke to that tree and that tree withered. He got what he said, amen? But he didn't have any doubt about it. He didn't give it a second thought. He just thanked God, said, Lord, I thank you, and it's done. Amen? Let's go to our next scripture. In John 15:7, it says, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it will be or shall be done for you. The key is if you abide in me. That means if you take up residence in him, if you reside in him, and he or his and his words abide in you, then you can ask what you desire. And it shall be done for you. You know, years ago there was a controversy in some of the churches about this name it and claim it thing. And I think even in this day there's some people who've taken things out of context. But basically that's what it's saying, name it and claim it. But it's not quite that simple. It takes action and it takes faith and it takes saying out of your mouth. The action is word saying it out of your mouth. And then giving God thanks for what you have. You know, they say believe or seeing is believing. No, in God's kingdom, it's believing and then you see. Amen? Hallelujah. Next scripture. It shall be done. In James 4:2, it says, you lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have. Why? Because you do not ask. Amen?
Hallelujah. You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasure. There's a difference between asking in faith and just having lust for something. Amen? How many knows the Spirit lusts against the flesh and the flesh against the Spirit? That's what God's Word says. You ask and you do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasure. I look at that like, if I'm asking just for my soul enjoyment and pleasure, which God's not opposed to, but if I don't give God a second thought in that, then I would say that's pretty much on my pleasure. In other words, give me God, it's mine, you can't have it. Oh, come on now. Next scripture. Matthew 6:8 says, therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things that you have need of before you ask Him. God knows the things you have need of. But that doesn't mean that you don't ask. You just sit and wait for it. It's going to appear in, like osmosis, you know. Don't be like them. Your Father knows the things you have need of, but you ask. And you stand in faith. You thank Him for it. And you say it, that it's mine, Lord. Thank you for it. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for all the good it's going to accomplish. Thank you for the pleasure it's going to bring. God's not opposed to you having pleasure. But remember that everything you have is His anyway, amen? Next one. Here we're saying, it says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. You need to ask and you'll receive, amen? For everyone who asks, did you read that? Did you see that word up there? Everyone who asks receives. And he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, it will be opened. Praise the Lord. Are you in everyone? Say, I'm in everyone. Amen. Go on, Patrick. Verse 9 says, or what man among you, who if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Now, Jesus is talking about, you know, right here, he was talking, this is just after he came off the mount, fasting and praying for 40 days and 40 nights. And he's talking, this is what he said to Satan. He said, you don't give a serpent for a fish. When you ask for something, you believe that you receive it and you have it. God gives it to you. Well, but I think you'd be better off and it would be more advantageous for you to have something else. No. God is very specific in this word. Next verse. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask Him? Good things. We need to give the same way we receive. The Bible says if you sow sparingly, you'll reap sparingly. Amen? So if it's within your power and God's speaking to your heart to do something, then you do it, and you do it with your best, not your second best, then God's going to give back to you, and you're going to find that it's going to come quickly. But we're talking about receiving from God by faith. So when you ask, don't expect to get second best. Expect to get the very best that God has for you. Amen? And that God desires for you. Amen? You're His child. How many of you here would want your child to have second best? Or just to barely get by. Well, but you know, I've got to teach them to be frugal, and I've got to teach them to be humble. What if you're teaching them the Word of God and you're training them in the way they should go? They should already have that lesson down, shouldn't they? Amen? Amen. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to you, give good things to those who ask Him? You know, I remember the first car I ever received. One of my dad's bosses, one of the brothers who owned the company on the winter side, it was a winter wash company, and on the winter side, he had a 65 LTD. And I'm telling you, that was the fanciest car. And my dad brought that home one day. Now, he didn't just hand it to me. He expected me to, you know, pay for it. But it wasn't a lot of money. I think it was only $400. But I'm telling you, that car was like driving a Rolls Royce to me. You'd step on that accelerator and that thing would wrap up and whine like a turbine. Power windows, power seats. I mean, dear God, I was happy as if I had good sense. And that was the best car. I loved that car. It was my first car. And it served me well. It was in very good shape. You can imagine an executive from a business owned it. My dad had driven it many times, but I thought that was great. And that, you know, to me, there were no dents or dings in it. It operated completely. There was nothing wrong with it. And if there was, my dad would have made sure it was right, because my dad was one of those people who was a master mechanic, very handy with his hands, like many of you guys are. And some of you women, too, in certain criteria. Amen. So when you're believing and you're receiving because of your believing and you're saying it out of your mouth, don't just believe for something that's barely get by or it'll suffice. God said, it's my good pleasure to give you the kingdom down here. He gives good gifts. Amen? Next, Patrick. Again, I say to you that if two of you, this is Matthew 18:19. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. Now, you want to put the final period on the deal? You want to seal the deal? Get your spouse or your child or your friend or your brother or your sister or one of the members of the family of God to agree with you. What did he say? He said, if two of you agree. Now, you got to make sure you agree. You can't be believing for a Lincoln and them wanting a Cadillac. It's not going to happen. But if you can both get on the same page, and you can believe and agree on that, and it'll be done by the Father in heaven. So if you just need a little boost in your faith, so get somebody to agree with you. Amen? Hallelujah. Next. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me and the works that I do also, and greater works than these, he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You see, in your asking and your believing, when that comes into fruition, the kingdom of God gets blessed. People glorify God because God is a giver, and a giver of life abundantly. Amen? So the key is to get rid of the silly ideas. Well, maybe I just don't deserve that. Or, I might be a little selfish. The Bible says, no man knows the things of the heart save the spirit of the man that's within him. And you need to remember that. If you're living up to God's standards, and that doesn't mean that you never made any mistake. It doesn't mean that you never did, that you never missed the mark by a little bit or something on something that you were involved in. It means if your heart is fixed on Him, first of all, God sees you as perfect. And you can, literally, you can take to the bank for what you're believing for. What you're believing for, you can take to the bank. Call those things which be not as though they are. Amen? Speak to the mountain. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Speak to the mountain and watch it be cast in the sea. Speak and believe for that new car, that new house, that better house. Y'all think God wants you to drive a dumpy car or live in a dumpy house? Anybody believe that? I mean, that looks real good. Here's a king's kid living in some old shack. Now, maybe that's where you're at for the moment. But that's not the final outcome. Did you hear me? Say amen. That's not the final outcome. God has good things in store for you. I mean, why would He send His only Son, Jesus, to redeem you and then give you second best when He gave His very best to redeem you? Does that sound like He's withholding from you? It's not a question of whether you're worthy or not. It's a question of whose you are and who you serve. That's the key right there. If you think you're going to wake up tomorrow and everything's just going to be hunky-dory, well, it may be in some areas. But we don't give up, amen? We press on towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And when we stand in faith and we look at these scriptures and meditate these scriptures and get these down in our heart, because meditating, what does that do? That gets it down in your heart. And whatever you ask, and whatever I ask, in His name, whose name? In Jesus' name. And whatever I ask in Jesus' name, He'll do it. Why? So that the Father, His Father, my Father, may be glorified in the Son. Are you not heirs and joint heirs with Him? And again, don't get hung up on gender. He's talking about the people of God. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for that new car. Thank you for that new house. I've got a new car and a new house. Hallelujah. Whatever it is. Thank you, Lord. I give you praise. Lord, that's such a good car. That's such a great house. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think. And He wants to. Amen? He wants to. You're His child. He's not withholding anything good from you. Start speaking into the situations in your life where you feel the enemy's robbed you. How many here have had something stolen by the enemy? Come on now, raise your hands. I guarantee you there's not a person in here that the enemy hasn't stolen something from, or someone. But what did He say? He said, I'll restore the years that the canker worm and the locust have eaten. The enemy is taken away from you and stolen from you. And your latter days, your end days, will be far greater than your former days. That means you'll have even better than what you had in the beginning. And you may have had the best to begin with. Is there anything too big for God? Is there anything beyond the scope of belief or believing in God? Y'all mean to tell me you really believe that He's who He says He is and He'll do what He says He'll do? Praise God. Praise God. Let's start putting it into practice. Amen? Hallelujah. Remember the song that we sang, I believe it was last week, that God will make a way where there seems to be no way. Amen? Don't try to figure it out in your own, thought processes or your logic. Believe God for it. Speak it out of your mouth. Let your request be made known to God. Amen? And then thank God for the it coming to pass. Hallelujah. You believe He wants that for you? Hallelujah. If you believe that, tell Him thank you, Lord, and give Him praise this morning. Hallelujah. 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 We serve a God, a good God. I remind of an old song we used to sing. I serve a great, big, wonderful God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This has to do with more than just receiving things. One of the things may be that you're standing believing for faith, in faith for health, for some issue in your own life or somebody else's life. You believe that you have it? You believe it's yours? You believe you can have it? Amen. Then you're on the right road. Amen. Hallelujah. See, if we could ever finally put down the silly thoughts the enemy puts in our mind. It's nothing to do with whether or not you're worthy. You were worthy enough for Jesus to come and pay his life for you, for God to send his only son. What are you talking about worthy? You're worthy. But remember that he's worthy of all your praise and all your thanks. Amen. He's just waiting for you to ask. How many of you, when your kids were little, every time you'd go in the store, Mommy, can I have this? Daddy, can I have that? Mama, let's buy this. Well, I'd really like that. My grandson says, I wish for that. Of course, that's everything he sees, but y'all know about that. But in his time, it'll come. I'm telling you. Let me tell you the rest of the story. With that car, I don't remember even asking God for it. Honestly, I just said, man, you know, I really like that Taurus. That's a good running car. I like the room in it. I like the way it's laid out. I like the way it handles. I just like the Taurus. And here I am going. God not only supplied the car, but he supplied the money to pay for the car. Imagine that. Imagine that. Never missed a payment. Paid that Hummer off and got the title. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, the things you whisper in your closet are in secret. God knows. God knows. If there's something you haven't received from God, maybe it's because you're not asking. Asking. Taste of the Lord and see that he is good. Amen? He says, put me to the test. Try me. Try me. Try me and see if I won't pour out a blessing on you that you can't contain. Does that sound like somebody who's holding back from you? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Is there anybody who needs prayer? Yes, ma'am. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's give him praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, God has come through so far, hasn't he? Is anybody that believes that God won't come through this time? Then we have what we say, and we say he's well. The doctor's steps are ordered, as their hands are guided by the hand of God, by the Holy Spirit. And we thank you, Lord, that this little man, Lord, this little young child, Lord, going through all these things as a little child, but Lord, he's going to come out on top. Because he is the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath, because of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that because of Kathy's faithfulness, because of not getting weary, Lord, and not becoming disillusioned, Lord, but standing in faith and believing you, she's seeing come to pass what she's believed for. You never said it would come overnight, Lord. Some things it takes a while, but some things we do receive right away or in a very short span of time. But, Lord, we thank you that the outcome was good. Amen. The outcome is good. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Anybody else? Yes, sir. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't know anybody that hadn't been here long enough to see God's hand move when we pray. Amen. We come in agreement and things happen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It keeps getting better and better, oh Lord. I don't know what I'm going to do, Gene. Trust the Lord. Seek him and see if he won't pour you out a blessing you can't even hang on to or contain. Amen? Anybody else? Are all hearts clear? Hallelujah. I expect to see new clothes, new suits, new cars, new homes, whatever it is that you've been believing for and that you need from God. I expect to hear the testimonies. Amen. And in turn, you expect with me to see that new car that God gives me. Amen. God's given me. Amen. Past tense. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your provision, Lord, for meeting our needs and for blessing us, Lord, in such an abundant way that we can't even contain it, Lord. We're overwhelmed, but we're grateful. We give you praise and thanks for all you do. Lord, for those who need it, we send the word for salvation. For those who need it, we send the word for healing, Lord. For those who need it, we send the word for peace, financial stability, and soundness of mind. Thank you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We don't just look at what you do, Lord. We look at who you are, the author and finisher of faith, the creator of this world and our lives, Lord. And it's with great joy, Lord, we serve you and give you thanks and praise. You've never let us down. You've never left us standing holding the bag, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There are untold miracles that have been done. Along the lines of what Kathy was saying, people who have done things, and when it comes right down to the sentencing or whatever, the sentence is commuted or they are exonerated. That's God's love being shed toward us, being set, being laid on us. Hallelujah. Sometimes we may go through a little time of suffering because of some disobedience, but if you love the Lord, then it all turns out for good. Amen. It all turns out for good. For who? For those who love God and are those who are called according to His purpose. Romans 8:28. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for the fellowship, Father. We bless the food. We sanctify it. And we give you praise and thanks for the provision, for meeting our needs, for drawing us closer together. Bless your family, Lord. Bless these people in ways beyond their comprehension, Lord. And we thank you for this word being in complete fruition in every life and sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise today. Thank you for this opportunity, for entrusting me with this, Lord. I don't take it lightly. And I give you praise and thanks forever in Jesus' name. Now go with your people. Bless them in every way possible that they can ask or think. Because that's your desire, Lord. And we're in agreement. I'm in agreement, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.